Lynn Classical Girls Basketball Coach Tom Sawyer is joining us, and here we are in early December. That must mean the Duchesne Basketball Jamboree is very close. Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, Bill, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get to the Jamboree in a moment, but first let's go to Lynn Classical Girls Basketball. Give us an update, Tom, on this year's team and what you're looking for this year.
Yeah, we're basically a week and a day into the new season and excited. Kids are working hard in the gym. We graduated four seniors, so we got lots of opportunity for returning players, and it's fun to watch several different kids step into new roles and do the best they can in those roles. And we actually have a scrimmage later today, our first competitive action at Beverly High School, and it'll be fun to see how we react to that.
Oh, great. Okay, so you guys are right underway. Of course, now in the Greater Boston League, and you guys had a phenomenal regular season last year, and what can you share with us about the league this year as to teams that are look to contend in the GBL?
Yeah, I think we got a pretty balanced league from what the scuttlebucks among the coaching ranks. I think we probably think that Revere is the leader in the house right now going into the preseason. But I think it's a pretty competitive league, and we hope to be competitive and right in the thick of things.
I got it, yeah. Well, they've had a great program over the years, for sure. Any note on any players that you want to share with us that you think will be playing for you guys this year significantly?
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to. I've got three seniors on the roster, Lauren Wilson, Kaylee Bullock, and Linda Gallo, all returning varsity players. We'll be looking for their senior leadership to lead us. And we've got a contingent of four juniors to follow up with them, and that's Nevaeh F. and Savannah Tang and Keisha Perez and Mia Papazaglo. And then we have another contingent of five sophomores and freshmen to round out our roster.
All right, Tom, let's talk about the Jamboree, which is on Saturday afternoon into the evening, and give us an overview on what's this, the teams involved and what to look forward to this Saturday.
Yeah, we've got 16 teams that will be coming in and out of the Lynn Classical Gym this Saturday afternoon and evening. Most of them have elected to participate in the Jamboree for many, many years, and we got several leagues represented. We have Somerville and Malden and ourselves and Lynn English from the Greater Boston League. We have Stevedy, we have Bishop Fenwick, St. Mary's, Bill Ricca, just to name a few. Marblehead, just to name a few of the teams. So I think we've got a good cross-section of leagues and teams and geography. So really looking forward to Saturday's event.
And also I noticed you have, to the west, you got North Reading and Melrose in there from the Middlesex League. So you got a great mixture of teams. Obviously, we have the whole list of games up down below on the post here for the fans. What else are you hearing, Tom, around North Shore basketball? Say you're very familiar with the Northeastern Conference. What are you hearing out of that league this winter?
Yeah, being a couple of years removed from the Northeast Conference, certainly not as in tune, but I'm guessing that probably preseason favorites are likely to be Masco and Peabody. But it'll be fun to catch up with Coach Sandsill at Beverly High School today to get his thoughts on our old conference, the Northeast Conference.
Yeah, and I noticed you also have a nice little matchup. I think Saugus, which has been very good over the last several years, and St. Mary's, obviously very good over the last several years, in the 5:50 game on Saturday.
Yeah, I think unless something has happened or changed, that Saugus had no seniors last year, so I think they're returning their entire team, as far as I know, obviously subject to some of the other things that could happen. And if they do return their entire team from last year, they'll be a very good Northeast Conference team.
All right. Tom, anything else you want to share with us either about the Jamboree or classical basketball or even the GBL?
Just would ask folks, if they're around, they want to get some preseason girls high school basketball, please come out to the Costco High School on Saturday afternoon and evening. It's a scholarship fundraiser for us. We are able to raise some funds to give away to deserving seniors at the end of the year. You get to see some good basketball. You get to see a lot of teams in a short period of time. Don't have to stay the whole day. You can see the games that you're interested in and, you know, buy something at the concession stand to help us out. And really look forward to the event.
Yeah, the games move along quickly. Great chance to see some talent early on, albeit, you know, the jamboree or the exhibition format. Hey, I should ask you about Paul Duchesne, the late Paul Duchesne. Of course, I knew him as well, football coach and girls basketball coach. Really, really a great and obviously a teacher in the Lynn Public Schools.
Yeah, I never had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Duchesne, but I have had the pleasure of on several occasions meeting his son, Mark. And all the stories I hear about Mr. Duchesne, he was everything that's right about high school athletics and high school supporting students and so forth. And it's just been a privilege to continue organizing this jamboree for, goodness, I don't know how many years I've done it now. I picked it up from former classical athletic director Dick Ruth. And it's just an honor to continue to be able to do this jamboree, to honor and remember Mr. Duchesne, raise some funds for a scholarship, and then the basketball aspect of it. I think as coaches we all enjoy, given that it's as close as you're going to get to a regular season game in the preseason. There's a crowd, referees, you wear your game uniforms, it looks and acts and feels just like a regular season game, but it's preseason.
Yeah, look at us dropping some great names like Dick Ruth and Paul Duchesne. You know, Paul was the Lynn English football coach for many years and an assistant coach on other programs over the years. But as a girls basketball coach in the city, he was, he's one of those guys. Not all football coaches, I don't think, would make great girls basketball coaches. I'm sure some would, but he was very good at both, I got to say. A very agile, energetic coach, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Again, all the stories that I have heard, I come away thinking, yep, that's everything that's what high school athletics should be about.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tom, it's great talking with you. And, of course, we are here in early December, and the Duchesne Jamboree is this coming Saturday. So, Tom, thanks so much for joining us, and have a great season this year with Classical.
Well, thank you very much. Hope to see you in a warm gym somewhere along the line this winter.
Yeah, hang on the line. That's Tom Sawyer with us here from Lynn Classical Girls Basketball here on MSONewsSports.com.